For the greater St. Louis region, the shooting of Michael Brown and the ongoing protest in Ferguson have been a painful push towards a discussion about race. It's a discussion some in the region are more prepared to have than others. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips went out and spoke with St. Louisans outside of Ferguson this week to get their response to the shooting, the protest, and ask where St. Louis goes from here. Here's what those who spoke had to say.
It's very heartbreaking, really, that that's what's happening.
I just wish that they can just stop, you know, the violence and try to focus on healing the family and the neighborhood.
It's frightening to us because I believe that this sort of unrest is something that can very easily spread beyond that concentrated area that it's in.
I think that there is racism in the police system. I mean, look at the stats. I mean, I understand the police because they're afraid, but being tougher and bullying is going to make it much worse.
I don't understand all the hate, and I think it's unnecessary. The peaceful protesters I can agree with. Not too sure I agree with the way the police handled the situation, but it sounds like they're starting to get a handle on it.
Oh, it's so sad. It's sad and frustrating. Doesn't seem like there's going to be any winners, and everybody's looking for the blame, where to put the blame, and I'm not sure if there's going to be anybody that's going to be happy with what could be an outcome one way or the other.
I believe there is white privilege in this country. I believe that because I was born white, I have an advantage that others don't, and I don't think that is right.
And it's depressing that this continues to go on in city after city and time after time. And it is very timely. I hope we can do something to address the underlying issues.
Race issues have always been like a blemish on my love for the city. You know, there's so many good things here, but there's always been, there's this undertone, unfortunately, that makes me sad.
You know, this is enough. And this is a time for a new start for all of us.
You heard Marianne Unanaway of Clayton, Donna Martin and Lynn Randall of University City, Robert Earle of North St. Louis, Jill Berger of South St. Louis County, Phil Elmore of Belleville, Kathleen Bibbins of Webster Grove, Sister Barbara Moore of Kirkwood, Chris Cummings of Baldwin, and Tony Amadon of St. Charles. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips produced this piece.